In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. I just want to remind you of the basics, that God loves you, that He loves you completely, He knows you and He loves you, and that He sent His own Son as a sacrifice so that you and I would become the children of God and that we would go to heaven. And the Son gave us the Holy Spirit, wonderful Holy Spirit, who opens for us the Scriptures, who shows us power. You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And the power we receive is not worldly power. It's power of God. Power of God. Let's listen to the 12th chapter of Luke. In the meantime, when there were gathered together an innumerable multitude of people, insomuch that they trod one upon another, the multitudes of people, pushing in and out, wanting to touch the Master, because they were sick, because they were demon-obsessed, wanting to touch the Master because healing came forth from His being. We remember the woman with the issue of blood. The only thing she needed to do was to touch His garment. And He said, "Who touched me?" She was the only one that touched Him with faith. And I tell you, faith is what brings the answers. Faith is what brings the answers. And you might be with the man who had an epileptic son. "I believe, Lord, help thou my unbelief. I believe, Lord, help thou my unbelief." They started to trod on another, and Jesus began to say unto His disciples, "Beware you of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy." Let me tell you that preachers have to look at this word, because it's easy to be a hypocrite. You preach tithing, then you give tithing. You preach hospitality, then you give hospitality. This is God. This is God. We do not want to become hypocrites. The last thing we need to be is a hypocrite. You preach purity, you practice purity by the grace of God. Oh yes, always by the grace of God. What we preach, we do. Now, no one does it perfectly. We all do things imperfectly. Why? Because we're human. But we should be on the grid doing the things that we preach about. Doing the things we preach. We do not want to be numbered among the hypocrites. For there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed. Everything's going to be revealed. All my thoughts, all your actions, all my actions, everything is going to be revealed. Neither hidden, that should be known. Everything's going to be known. Therefore, whatsoever ye have spoken in the dark shall be heard in the light. Gossip. No gossip. No room for gossip. We need to build people up. We do not need to tear people down. And that which you have spoken in the ear, in closets, shall be proclaimed upon the housetops. And I say unto you, my friends, be not afraid of them that kill the body and after that have no power of what they can do. But I will forewarn you whom you shall fear. Fear him who after he hath killed has power to cast you into hell. Yes, I say unto you, fear him. Now this is, the next line is so important. How should we fear God?
Are not five sparrows sold for two farthings? Not one of them is forgotten before God. Even the hairs of your head are numbered. Fear not, therefore, you are more valuable than a flock of birds.
I tell you, we don't need to be afraid of going to hell if we belong to Jesus. If we belong to Jesus, we don't need to be afraid of hellfire. If we have given our lives to Jesus every day, we do not need to be afraid of hellfire. We are far more important than the birds of the air. Even when the sparrow falls, he knows it. And you have been numbered among God's people through faith and baptism. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. You are of much value. You are the value of the blood of Jesus. You have been purchased with the blood of the Lamb. God has purchased you with the blood of His Son. Also I say unto you, whosoever shall confess me before men, him shall the Son of Man also confess before the angels of God. Do you confess Jesus before people? Do you share Jesus before people? You might say, I don't know how. Well, you know how to do other things. Share Jesus with other people. Let people know that Jesus is the Lord and that He has a plan for their lives. But he that denies me before men shall be denied before the angels of God. I do not want to be one of those who denies Jesus. It's all about Jesus. I remember once I was invited to speak in a synagogue. And it was interesting. I couldn't mention Jesus. I preached on chesed, which is the love of God. And my friend said, the only thing you didn't mention was Jesus, but you mentioned him every time you said chesed. I said, yes. It's all about Jesus. It's all about Jesus. But he that denies me before men shall be denied by the angels of God. And whoever shall speak a word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him. But unto him that blasphemes against the Holy Spirit, it shall not be forgiven him. What is the blasphemy of the Holy Spirit? Not accepting forgiveness in the last moments of your life. Not accepting forgiveness. Another word for the Holy Spirit is forgiveness. You know, we have the sacrament of confession. We say that the Holy Spirit is the one who brings the forgiveness. And when they bring you into synagogues and before magistrates and powers, take no thought how and what you shall answer or what you shall say, for the Holy Spirit shall teach you in that hour what you ought to say. In other words, when persecution comes, don't worry. When persecution comes, don't worry. Persecution is part of the gospel. The gospel does not promise every one of us to get rich. The gospel promises persecution because we love Jesus. People will think we're weird, but that's okay. I have nobody else to talk about but Jesus. I remember doing a funeral for a lady who had no family, and the lawyer and the body and me, maybe a couple of people were there. And I started to preach about Jesus in heaven. And at the end, the guy that was the lawyer said, the only thing he talked about was Jesus. That's right. That's right. The only thing I talked about was Jesus. And how he gave his life for us so that we might be children of God and go to heaven. He thought I was crazy speaking about Jesus. Unfortunately, it's time for us to preach Jesus. It's time for us to preach the Lord. It's time for us to gather before Him. Oh yes, the innumerable multitude of people. They even trode one upon another. And He began to speak. I tell you, Let's listen to Jesus when he speaks. Let's listen to Jesus when he speaks, because you know what? He always speaks the truth. He always speaks the truth. That's right. Let's continue. And one of the company said unto him, Master, speak to my brother that he divide the inheritance with me. And Jesus said unto him, Who made me a judge or a divider over you? And he said unto them, Take heed and beware of covetousness, for a man's life consists not in the abundance of the things which he possesses. I remember seeing that bumper sticker, the person with the most toys wins. No. Beware of covetousness, for a man's life doesn't consist in the abundance of the things that he possesses. And he spoke a parable unto them, saying, The ground of a certain rich man brought forth plenty. And he thought within himself, saying, What shall I do, because I have no room where to bestow my fruits? And he said, This will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater barns, and I will bestow all my fruits and all my goods in those new barns. And I will say to my soul, Soul, you have the goods laid up for you for many years. Take ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said unto him, You fool, this night your soul shall be required of you. Then whose shall those things be which thou hast provided? In other words, who's going to get the goods because you're dead? I tell you, the way that we fight covetousness is by being generous. By being generous, yes. By being generous, by giving our tithe, and more than our tithe, giving offerings. That's the way we fight covetousness. We might have money in the bank. Isn't that great? But the money in the bank isn't going to save you. I'm not saying you shouldn't have money in the bank. I'm saying it's not going to save you. Be generous. Be generous. It's all about generosity. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. It's all about giving. God gave us his Son, Jesus Christ, as the ransom for our sins. God gave us his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, as the ransom for our sins. Do you know that today? Do you believe that today? Are you living that today? And he said unto his disciples, Therefore I say unto you, So is he that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God. How do we become rich toward God? We pray. We worship. We give. We become rich toward God. And he said unto his disciples, Therefore I say unto you, Take no thought for your life, what you shall eat, neither for your body, what you shall put on. In other words, don't worry about eating and clothes. Don't worry about it. Consider the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap, and they do not have storehouses nor barn, and God feeds them. How much more are you better than the birds? How much more are you better than the birds? You are infinitely better than birds. Not a little. Infinitely, because of the blood that was shed for you. You know, but you could learn as you look at the birds. God takes care of the birds. If he takes care of the birds, guess what? He's going to take care of me. He tells me not to worry. Worrying is useless. Just trust Jesus. It's so easy to say, worrying is useless. Just trust Jesus. But that is the time, that is the way we need to live. Not worrying, but trusting. The person who gives his life to Jesus needs to learn to trust. The person who gave their life to Jesus 40 years ago needs to trust. Trust is always something we are needing to do. Consider the birds. You are far more important than birds. And which of you, by taking thought, can add to your height 1 cubit? If then you are not able to do that thing which is least, why do you have thought of the rest? Consider the lilies, how they grow. They don't toil, they don't spin. And yet I say unto you that Solomon in all of his glory was not arrayed like one of these. If then so God clothes the grass which is today in the field and tomorrow is cast into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, O you of little faith? You see, we need to trust God. We need to trust God because God is worthy of our trust. We need to trust God. We don't need to be going crazy about what am I going to wear or what am I going to eat. Oh yes, we need to plan for those things, but we don't put that a top priority. Top priority is trusting God, trusting Jesus. We continue. And seek not what you shall eat or what you shall drink, neither be of a doubtful mind. For all these things do the nations of the world seek after, and your Father knows that you have need of these things. In other words, God's going to provide. God's going to provide. That doesn't mean we don't go to work. God's going to provide. If we are generous, God's going to provide. He knows how to provide. Give us this day our daily bread. He taught us that prayer. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Oh, the Lord will give us the daily bread. I remember Sister Lorette telling me the story about her mother. Her mother was a saint of God. She wasn't Catholic. And her mother had a whole group of kids. There was no father. He must have died. And they came down for breakfast this morning, and there was no food. And the woman said, let's thank God for all he's ever given us. And the oldest son kind of smirked and said, we've got nothing to eat this morning. And she gave him a dirty look. And she bowed her head and thanked God for all that God had given them. There was a noise at the door, and somebody went to go look who was there. And there was the loaf of bread that was there by God himself. Let's tell you, to this day they don't know who put the bread there. But Jesus said, pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Do you know that the Lord Jesus Christ has something planned for you? Do you know that God has your best interest at hand? Do you know that? Do you know that? That God has your best interest at hand? That he cares about you? That you're more important than the flock of birds? That you're more important than the clothes you put on? Oh, yes. I remember a friend of mine that I thought was beautiful. She was an elderly lady. And I used to tell people how beautiful this person is. And so I remember my aunt seeing the person said, she's not beautiful at all. I said, oh, yes, she is. She has an inner beauty that comes out in her eyes. She is so beautiful. You see, it's not the outer that counts. It's the inner that counts. My friend was beautiful because she was gloriously in love with Jesus. But rather seek
ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. If you seek Jesus and his kingdom, everything will be added unto you. If you are generous and plant seeds, everything will be added unto you. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Hallelujah! It is good pleasure of the Heavenly Father to give you the kingdom, which is unshakable. It is an unshakable kingdom. Sell what you have and give alms. Provide yourselves bags with wax, not old, of treasure in the heavens that fail. Not that thief approaches, neither moth can corrupt. For where your treasure is, there will be your heart also. Where's your treasure today? Oh, dear God, let Jesus be my treasure today. Let Jesus be the treasure of my heart today. We continue. Where your treasure is, there will be your heart also. Let your loins be girded about, and your lights burning, and you yourselves, like other men, wait for their Lord, when he will return from the wedding, and when he comes and knocks, they may open unto you immediately. Blessed are the servants whom the Lord, when he comes, shall find watching. Truly, truly, I say to you, that he shall gird himself and make them sit down to dinner, and will come forth and serve them. And if he shall come in the second watch, or come in the third watch, and find them so, blessed are his servants. This know, that the good man of the house has known the hour that the thief would come. He would have watched, and not have suffered his house to be broken into. Be ye therefore ready also, for the Son of Man comes at an hour when you least expect. I tell you, Jesus is going to come back. And when he comes back, he'd better find us praising God, living for him, surrendering our lives to him, being generous. Jesus is coming back. He's coming back at an hour that nobody knows the hour that Jesus is coming back at. So the word of God is, be prepared. Be prepared. How do we prepare ourselves? That we seek Jesus and his kingdom. That we seek the good things of heaven. That we seek the gifts of God. That we ask God that we would have his favor. We do not have to be afraid of God. Look at the birds of the air. None of them falls unless God knows it. You are far more important than birds. Say it. I am far more important than a flock of birds. Say it. I am far more important than a flock of birds. Why? Because Jesus gave his life for you on the cross and rose from the dead. You are far more important than a flock of birds. You are far more important than a million tons of gold. What is gold? Man gives it worth. Worth should be in us being ready for the coming of Jesus. At any time, he will find us prepared for his coming. I want to invite people this Sunday at 3 o'clock for our live nativity. We will have the Holy Family there, and there will be animals there, and there will be kings and shepherds. And oh yes, how important it is for people to know the true meaning of Christmas. This is something we have done for years, and unfortunately we don't get many people who come to see it. Who is doing this? Not many people. Not many people. We've even been ashamed of Jesus. We've been ashamed of Jesus. He says, if you're ashamed of me, I'm going to be ashamed of you before the angels of heaven. Let us not be ashamed of Jesus.
Let us proclaim Him. Let us love Him. Let us share Him. Let us give our lives to Him. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now, and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and pitched his tent among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I want to pray for Mary today, who called me yesterday. Lord Jesus, pour out your Spirit upon Mary. Mary Dunn, let her know how much you love her. Lord Jesus Christ, she's always lived for you. We ask you to send healing glory into Mary Dunn. May Jesus Christ the Lord bless you today. May He let His face shine upon you. May He look upon you and give you His peace. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.